Back inside the Phoenix Convention Center, day number 5 on Radio Row, as we're just getting closer and closer to the big game between the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. And now joining us from the Carolina Panthers via Auburn is, of course, Derek Brown. Derek, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. So this past year, obviously, Matt Rhule gets fired early on. And then this team, the rest of the way under Steve Wilks, did a nice job down the stretch where you guys really did fight and competed down the stretch. What did you see change in that locker room after, unfortunately, Matt got fired?
I think when Coach Rhule got fired and Coach Wilks took over, Coach Wilks had a meeting with us and told us, like, you know, either we all going to lay down and get beat for the next, what was it, like 12 weeks, or else we're going to try to do something special. And, he said, nobody's coming to save us. So that was the message. And, you know, that message went right through with all of us.
I went to school, actually, with P.J. Walker at Temple. I'm a Temple guy. But the quarterback room this year, it's been all over the place the last few years. How difficult is that? Now, I know you're on the defensive side of the ball. You can only control what you can control. But not even knowing who your starting quarterback's going to be each and every week.
I mean, I think, it's one of those competition things, though, man, going out the other week. You never know who's going to be starting quarterback, but those guys are in competition every week to see who is. It's maybe a little unsettling, but, it's kind of been like that since I've been in the league, so it's been what it's been.
Derek Brown here with us. Was it disappointing when Steve Wilks didn't get that job on a full-time basis?
Yeah, I've really grown to like Coach Wilks, from just the year we spent together. It was disappointing, but it was one of those situations where you hate to see it for Coach Wilks, but at the same time we're excited about Coach Wright coming in and getting to work.
What's been your first impression? I know it's so bizarre in the off season because of the contact that isn't allowed, but so far your impressions of Frank Reich from afar, or what?
Yeah, definitely from afar. It's been, I've talked to a lot of guys that played with him, played for him, and they say there's no better guy. That holds a lot of ground because a man's. It is true who his character is.
So when you look at this NFC South, it seems pretty open now. Brady's out of the division. We don't know who's going to be playing quarterback for all these four teams. What do you think this team could really accomplish with a young, hungry defense next year?
To be honest, this team's goal is, forever on is going to be to win. We want to be able to still be playing in January. For me personally, I'm tired of being at home in January. So, I think that's the goal that we get ready to preach into the team coming this year. I think Coach Wright wants to be able to play in January and February. So, I think that's our goal.
When you look at this young defense, you clearly up front, you got Brian Burns, who's an absolute stud. On the back end, J.C. Horn is so solid. What do you think you guys can build on that defensive side of the ball? Because it seems like the defense is there, ready to win, and now it's just okay. Can you get the offense on the same page as the defense?
I think it's consistency. To be able to have dominating performances consistently week in and week out. You see it time and time again for the 49ers defense this year. Credit to them and the way they played this year. We want to be that, top 5 defense every single year. We want to be top 2 and, not really be 2. So it's one of those things where, we want to just, keep building and, going into the offseason, it's all about chemistry. When you spend that much time with guys, man, it's not really your job anymore. It becomes a brotherhood, what I'm saying? So, that's what it became for us, and we were playing for each other.
I know it was a small time together, but what was Baker Mayfield like as a teammate?
Man, I love Baker. He's a great guy. He's a fierce competitor.
Do you think if he had more time, like a full offseason, could have had more success in Carolina this past year?
Yeah, he came in coming off of that surgery and then coming to get and learn a new offense. He had every odds against him, but he's not a guy that made excuses. He was a guy who showed up every day at work. He's first guy in, last guy to leave. I remember seeing him, me trying to get to work early and him already being there. He's that type of guy.
Derek Brown here with us. Do you follow all these rumors in the offseason? Because you hear quarterbacks, Rodgers, I know they're talking more so getting traded to the AFC. There's Jimmy G available. Derek Carr is available too. Do you follow that stuff?
Man, I'll be honest. Everybody that's talking on the internet, it's the same. I look at it like this. It's the same people that's telling me how bad I was, and then now it's the same people standing in my corner cheering for me. So, I don't really pay much attention to it anymore. When I first got in the league, yes, sure. But, now it's just kind of like, what's going to shake up is what's going to shake up. When we get to camp in July, then you'll know what you got.
And then when you were drafted, some people realized, okay, this guy's going to be a really good player, but then other people said, why did they take a quarterback at that draft pick? Did you hear that noise? Did you hear that chatter?
Yeah, I heard it, but you know, I think they're happy now, so we'll see.
Does that motivate you a little extra more, or do you just go, they don't know what they're talking about?
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely don't think they know what they're talking about, but, you know, it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, you're going to say what you want to say about me, but I'm going to work my ass off and try to be the best I can be.
Where do you think your game is at right now?
You know, I think I had a good season this year. You know, I'm on the brink, man. I'm trying to be great, to be honest. And, you know, I think I'm at a level of which, you know, I had a good season. You know, I want to keep the momentum rolling. I just, you know, I want to take it to that next level. You know, I see guys like, you know, Chris Jones this year, man. He went absolutely crazy. Just guys like that, man, that just elevate their game year in and year out.
Once you get away from the quarterbacks, because that's always where the conversation goes in this game, Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, I look at Chris Jones and I look at someone you know well in Hassan Reddick. I think those two guys are going to make some big plays coming up on Sunday.
Oh, man, I'm excited to watch. You know, I'm a defensive guy, so, you know, I definitely love to watch people get off the quarterback.
What kind of advice would you give, just from your player view, if you had to advise someone on how to try to slow down Patrick Mahomes?
Keep him in front of you. Keep him in front of you, but at the same time, get to him.
And make sure you hit him.
Yeah, because, I mean.
All night long.
Oh, yeah. And make sure he's down, because a lot of times guys jump on him and he slides off. So, I mean, it's you got to be able to complete the mission.
How do you look back from your time at Auburn, and what does that experience mean to you a few years removed from Auburn?
You know, I look back on my time at Auburn, and, you know, I wouldn't want it any other way. The hardships, the time there, and the people I met along the way, man. You know, every brother I had on that field, and, you know, everyone of the staff that was there to help me, you know, I wouldn't want it any other way.
So Hugh Freeze now in as the head football coach. When you heard that, what was the first thought?
I'm excited. I'm excited for Coach Freeze and see what they've done on the Plains. You know, Coach Freeze recruited me when I was coming out of high school. When he was at Ole Miss. You know, I'm just so excited for him to be on staff and, you know, for those guys to, you know, try to make something successful in the next season.
What do you like away from the field? Like when Derek Brown gets to relax, get a few weeks off, what are you doing?
I'm daddy.
I'm
in the car rider line in the morning and the pickup line in the afternoon. You know, I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I love being a part of my kids' life, and, you know, anything they do, I want to be a part of. And once the season gets behind me, you know, I take some time myself and spend with my wife and kids. And, you know, I just love being at home when they get there, and, you know, love being there when they wake up in the morning.
And that personal time, there's nothing like it.
Nah, not at all. Can't simulate that.
So for you, moving forward next year, your goals are what?
I'm not a goal setter, man. People just use that stuff for you to be at the end of the year for them to sit around and say you didn't get it. You know, I set my own personal goals. You know, I keep them to myself. You know, I write them on a board in my house, and, you know, I'm able to look at them every morning when I wake up. And, you know, that and my family is what, you know, drives me to get up in the morning and go be the best person I can be on and off the field.
Just curious, when did you realize that you were going to go play football? Like, make this not only something you do in college, but then professionally?
I think my sophomore year in high school, I got my first offer from East Carolina, and I was like, wow, like, you know, okay, well, didn't think this was going to happen. And, you know, I had like 50 plus offers by the time I was going into my junior year, and I was like, okay, like, all right, I got to, like, turn it up a notch. Turn it up and, you know, seeing success, you know. I always viewed success when I was in high school as in that ranking stuff.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean crap now.
Yeah, right?
It's one of those things. It's more of a forte of guys that sit behind a desk and, you know, they tell you how good you are. You know, but, I've seen guys that are probably better than me in high school, non-ranked guys, you know, that maybe just went down a different path, didn't play. But, you know, I got to college. I think my freshman year I got my feet wet. My sophomore year I was kind of, you know, figuring it out. You know, I had a good year, but I think my junior year was when, like, it came on. I had my son my junior year. So I was like, you know what, like, I got to – I'm not just Derek anymore. I got to be daddy too. So I got to do what I got to do to be financially set to be able to, you know, take care of him.
That's really cool to hear. Wrap it up with Derek Brown. So growing up as a kid, who were some of the players that you had watched that you really said, okay, I like this player, I like that player, and whatnot?
So I grew up – I'm originally from Mississippi. So mm-hmm. I grew up watching Fletcher, yeah. Chris Jones. Man, like, you know, to play D-line and then, you know, see those guys and, you know, be from the same area, I mean, it's pretty cool, to be honest. And, you know, it's funny, like, both those guys I can reach out to now. You know, it's a special feeling.
So who are you rooting for then on Sunday?
I'm going to stay neutral.
Yeah.
I look at both of those guys like, you know.
Politically correct. I like it. You don't want to annoy them.
Yeah. What Kelsey's mom says, she's cheering for the offense. Yeah. I'll be cheering for the defenses.
That's a good one. So before we let you run, just when you look back at this journey so far, what have you learned the most about yourself first 2 years into the NFL?
You know, I think within my first 2 years, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. And then going into my third year, I was like, you know what, like, I want to be the best. You got to chase the best. You know, that in my eyes, that was, you know, Aaron Donald. You know, I wouldn't say I'm not a nowhere near Aaron Donald caliber player. But, I mean, just, you know, seeing a guy like that, the success he's had, you know, when I'm in the offseason, I'm working 10 times, tenfold, you know, trying to get to that level. And, you know, that's just all the, you know, hard work, dedication, like, you know, trying to put forth to getting to that level is, it's just, you know, a no-brainer. You know, I always said growing up my dream is to wear a gold jacket one day. So I'd be damned if I let anybody stand in the way of my dreams, to tell you that much.
Have you at all changed your training? Just wondering.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, I started going to a trainer, training Charlotte. And, you know, I think that was just – that was the best thing for me, to be honest. You know, just getting that work in between – start February and like April right before OTAs, you know, while you're in OTAs, you work with the team. But then when you finish OTAs, just right back to it.
Feels like you're going to start taking on more of a leadership role just listening to this conversation this year. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to being a leader on that defense. You know, it's, you know, I've always been a guy that, you know, I can't hold my tongue anyway. You know, this is something my mom blessed me with. But, you know, just being able to speak up, I mean, but being able to contribute and those guys respect you, that's another thing.
So we're on a bunch of stations around the country. We're on WFNZ in Charlotte right now. Speak to the Panthers fans. What is the message to the fan base and to the team right now on what you guys are going to try to accomplish next year?
We're going to go out with the best 53 guys available. And we're going to go out there and we're going to, you know, try to do something special. Got a new coach. I'm going to have a new system, but, you know, you got guys that have bought into it in the locker room and sitting right now, and, you know, other guys will come in to fill in the pieces. And we're excited, looking forward to the 2023 season, trying to be able to play in January, tell you that much.
Well, Derek, nice to meet you. Thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.